This is HPR episode 2084 entitled, Cleaning the Throttle Body on My Pickup Truck. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 24 minutes long. The summary is, I record the process of cleaning the throttle body on my truck, trying to fix an idling problem.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's a muggy, warm morning, Sunday morning here, and I am recording so that I can kind of take everyone along the journey as I try a little maintenance on my truck. I've been having a problem lately where the truck stalls. It's not idling properly, so normally the first thing in the morning it'll start up okay and then run, but if I make a couple of stops, run a couple of errands and stop and start it back up again, it'll start okay, and then as soon as I try to put it in gear and drive somewhere, it stalls out. And I've done a couple of things. It used to do this kind of thing when there wasn't a strong connection on the battery, so I replaced one of the battery cable terminals with one that squeezes the battery terminal properly, because when I got the new battery, one of the posts was smaller than, I guess, the previous battery had. And so the terminal, when I made it as tight as it would go, it would still not get a good contact with the post. So I replaced the terminal with one that's smaller, and now that problem is gone. That actually kept the thing from starting up when it couldn't get a good strong connection from the battery. I stopped by my mechanics recently to describe the problem to them, and they thought it was probably an idling issue and suggested a couple of things, one of which was to change the fuel filter. So I bought a fuel filter, and it's funny. I got the fuel filter, and I watched videos on how to do it. It looked pretty straightforward, and then when I went under my truck to look and see where the thing was, it was further under there than I thought it was based on the videos that I had watched. And so before I tried the job, I ordered a creeper on Amazon and waited the 2 days for it to get here before I did the job. And man, it was a breeze with the creeper. You light on that thing and then just roll right under the truck. Anyway, the fuel filter, it may have helped. I don't really know. It certainly couldn't hurt. It was probably due. But yesterday when I was out driving around, I experienced the problem again. Twice when I stopped, I almost didn't get going again. But I made it home. I decided I'm going to try the second thing they said to do, which was to clean out the throttle body. And I've watched several videos on YouTube about cleaning throttle bodies, and all of them say that they do this when they're having exactly the kind of problem that I've described, where it stalls out. It doesn't either it'll idle too high or too low, or it stalls all the time. So they say that cleaning this thing out is exactly the maintenance job you need to do to alleviate this problem. One of the first things they said to do was to disconnect the negative battery terminal. And while some of the videos that I watched did not do this, I think I'm going to play it safe and disconnect that. I don't know what size the socket is to loosen this, though. I have to check. Oh, right in one. It's a half inch. Great. Better safe than sorry here. It is a pain when you disconnect the battery terminal like this. It's a pain in the rear because it means that I have to reset the clock and all of the preset radio stations that I had. But I guess that's less of a pain than like getting injured or something. So loosened the connector just a little bit. Should be, is that enough? Okay. negative. Get around that side, you. It keeps wanting to swing back over and touch the. Okay, there. That should do it. All right, so my wife picked up for me this morning some throttle intake, throttle body and air intake cleaner. It's a little aerosol can of, I think, pretty toxic stuff that you spray on the inside of the thing to help eat away the, you know, the corroded stuff and whatever is in there. First thing you got to do to access it, though, is to take off the this big hose that goes from the air filter over to the throttle. And maybe I should take a picture of this. I wonder if that's going to mess up the recording if I take a picture while it's recording. I'm going to try. So, here's a picture of the little assembly there. Okay, I'll take one of the throttle body with the hose still attached. And then once I get the hose off, I'll take another picture so you can see inside there. Wait, I'm going to check and make sure this is still recording. Let's see. Yep, still recording. Good deal. All right, it's a little bit dark under here. I wish I had a light hanging here. It's a sunny day, but my truck is still parked under the carport because I don't want to be out in the sun. It's really hot in South Louisiana, and I don't want to get out there. So I think I've got to. What do I have to do to undo that? Is it that right there? There's a little cable on the side here that I need to undo. I'm having a hard time seeing how it works. I think it's coming off. Actually, maybe it's not. Maybe it was delusional. There it goes. Okay. So that's off, and now I'll try to gently pull off this big hose. Just ever so gently. Maybe I need to be a little less gentle. It's coming off. Okay. The hose is off. Shoot, doesn't look that dirty to me. Actually, the little flapper thing. It's got these two flapper things in there that look kind of dirty. One of the guys on the video called them butterfly things. And when you press down the gas, it opens up this air intake thing, and the air goes through there, and it gets really kind of messy. So I'm going to take another picture. I think I'll turn the flash on this time so it'll show what it looks like in there. Cool. All right, so I've taken the picture. Now here is where I will start cleaning. First thing I'm going to do, I've already got safety glasses on. Next thing I'm going to do is put on some Diamond Grip brand powder-free latex examination gloves, extra large size. These got excellent reviews on Amazon by mechanics. These are probably meant for doctors, but mechanics said these are really good because they're sturdier than a lot of the latex gloves you get, and you're not always poking holes in them using the various tools and whatnot. Okay, so I have the latex gloves on. Now I've got the throttle body air intake cleaner. Are you supposed to shake this stuff? Okay, directions. Read entire label before using this product. Personal safety, do not apply while equipment is energized. Does it say to shake? It doesn't say to shake. Seems like I've hardly ever used anything of this sort that doesn't shake first, but if it doesn't say so, I don't want to make it explode or something. I'm trying to pull this little. There's a little tiny straw that you got to use to hook up to the How does this open up? Ah, there we go. Okay, the cap is off. Now I'm going to insert the little straw into the aerosol thing. At least I think I am. Needs a little more persuasion. You going to stay? Okay, I think that's good. All right. So, oh, and the next thing is they say to do is to put something underneath this to catch draining, to catch like runoff of the stuff. So I'm going to put this nasty old rag under there and drape it over the engine parts directly under the throttle body so that this stuff doesn't get on it. Okay, and I'm going to spray some in there. Can you hear that? Maybe not. It's going peep, peep, peep. Okay, so I sprayed some on those little things that open and close. I'm gonna open them a little bit. Yeah, stuff smells pretty toxic. All right, so now, one of the guys I was watching do this on his video, he was clearly a shade tree mechanic, some southern guy, really southern accent, and when he got to this part of it, he said, okay, you sprayed your stuff in there, now get your wife's toothbrush and start just rubbing all over. Oh, man, that made me crack up. Yeah, I think that will go over real well with the wife. So what I'm using instead is an old toothbrush that... it was one that is no longer used by the family. Well, there's some grime coming up there. I need to open it a little bit. It's not as much grime as I would have thought, you know? And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get it off of some of these parts. I sure hope this helps the problem I've been having. You know, this one opens up differently than the one they showed on the video. It's only got a single part that opens up wide like that, and then it doesn't have the butterfly mechanism where there are two separate parts. Oh, now I'm getting some good grime. It's all on the inside there. I think I'm going to spray a little more of that cleaner. I'm doing this by opening up the throttle thing and then spraying. Okay, let that sit for a sec. Oh, isn't this fun? Okay, I'll hold that open and scrub some more. Ooh, yeah, nasty. Okay, I'm gonna get one of these disposable shop towels and wipe the inside of that. Just try and remove the grime. Gotta be careful not to leave little bits of the shop towel in there, though. Push it open again. You know, it's not nearly as dirty as I would have thought. Makes me wonder whether this is actually going to help anything. I sure hope it does. But everybody says that this is what you do when you're having these kinds of problems. I wonder if I also need to do the air intake thing. Another component to this job I could do. The mass air... Wait. The mass airflow sensor cleaner. Yeah. I wonder if I should do that one too. I think I'm just going to try this one first and see if that helps. And if it doesn't, then I will probe deeper into the problem. Yeah, it's not as shiny and clean as I would like in there. I wonder if I need to do like some people did on their videos and take the whole darn thing off the engine, where you can just have the part in your hands and clean it really, really well. I don't want to do that. It looks like a fairly complicated mechanism. You have to remove cables, and I don't really want to. I wonder if I should get another used toothbrush that's not all grimy. And yeah, I think I'm going to get another one. We've got a whole selection of hay. We've got a whole selection of used toothbrushes for just this kind of thing. Okay. So now I have a nice fresh old toothbrush. Okay, take the toothbrush and rub again. It's coming off a lot cleaner this time, but now let me open up the where the grime is behind that little floppy door. Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming out kind of black, but not nearly as bad as before. Maybe this is doing some good. Yeah, that's looking a little bit nasty. Now let's wipe it with a rag. Boy, that's a noisy truck right there. I think I might have done about as much cleaning as I can here. And I have not done any videos about the airflow, mass airflow thing, so I don't think I'm going to try to do that while I'm recording here. I might do that some other time, I guess. So, I think what I'll do is remove my rag from underneath it, get this toothbrush out from there, and reassemble this stuff. Put this back on. Clicked right in. And ease the giant hose back over the throttle body. There. That's good. Now tighten it down. Got to tighten the hose clamp down with the screwdriver. What they keep saying on the videos I'm watching is you don't want any vacuum leaks. I guess if you don't tighten down the hose clamp enough, you create vacuum leaks. And I do not want vacuum leaks. All right, and now I gotta put the negative battery terminal back on. Switch my socket wrench back the other way to tighten. I think the socket wrench is a bad choice for this. I really could use a box-in wrench, but those are in the house. Hey, oh, maybe I can use one of the long ones. Yeah. Darn thing didn't want to come off. I got the poor grip with the... There it goes. Kind of poor grip with these latex gloves on. Let's try that. That's a little better. Okay, I don't think that's going anywhere. Battery is reattached. Okay, let's get the bottle of cleaning solvent out of there. I think I'm ready to close the lid. Not the lid, close the hood. Let me check one more time just to make sure everything is attached. Yep, looks like it. All right. Close the hood. Take off these rubber gloves. Let's start her up and see what it sounds like. Well, it's always a little bit scary to start up the vehicle after I've been doing stuff like this, but... That's not a good sign. Well, it started up. Took it a moment. I'm not sure if it sounds right or no. I'm not sure about that. Let's put on the seatbelt and drive a little bit. Well, backing out of my driveway just fine. But I seem to feel a little bit of that the sense that I want to stall still. I'm not sure about this. Roll down the window. Boiling hot here. I'm not sure this did what I needed it to, y'all. I'm going to drive down here to the end of the street to the gas station and turn around. Somebody's dog is running around in the middle of the street. Who are you? Look out, doggy. He's running right in front of my truck. And he's not been neutered. He looks like a wild stray dog. Watch out. Move out the way, dog. Move out the way. Where is he? Okay, he's behind me now. Got no sense, man. Dingle the cat has much better sense than that. He hears a car coming, he stays out of the road. Do a little U-turn here. Well, I don't know if it's fixed or not, and if it's not fixed, I don't know if it's because I did a bad job of it or if because that's not the problem. But I guess at some point I might cave in and take it to the shop. So far, I've been able to do all of the repairs on my truck myself. It's very satisfying. But on the other hand, if I've done a poor job, I might want to have some professionals look at it and fix things. Almost back home now. That dog is just running wild in the streets, man. He's running back this way and running that way. I wonder where in the world he came from. He's got no collar, hasn't been neutered. Where it came from. All right, pull it back into the driveway here. Well, I guess that's it for now. I don't know if I've done what I set out to do or not, but I think I at least did no harm. The Hippocratic Oath for your truck, right? First, do no harm. All right, so this has been John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I will talk to you guys some other time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.